And now we hear from a vocal advocate for Brittany Griner and one of the most prominent voices in women's basketball. Dawn Staley is the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks and a Hall of Fame player. She coached Griner and her teammates when they won the gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics last year, and she's tweeted in support of Griner daily throughout her captivity. Amna Nawaz spoke with her earlier today and asked for her reaction to the news of Griner's release.
I cried tears of joy. Tears of joy. I'm like, my boy, I got a dog that sleeps in the bed with me. He was looking at me like, what is wrong? Like, what's going on? And I just told him, Brittany's coming home.
Why do you think you cried? Why do you think it felt so strong in the moment?
For 9 months, for 293 days, I thought about Brittany every single day. And I didn't get emotional. I didn't worry. I just prayed and I just forced myself to be strong for her because I know during those 9 months, she had to have weak moments. I'm sure she did. So I wanted to be her strength. And to be able to uphold somebody up for 9 months, to now know that she's coming home, it's a weight that's lifted that, you know, only the people who were in this journey with Brittany could feel. And there's no more room. Like, there's no more room to feel. There's no more strength to be had. It's just more of thankfulness. Thankfulness. Thanking God that he allowed this to happen for her and her family.
You wore a pin every day with the hashtag WeRBG. You posted about her every day. You gave interviews. You kept talking about her and making sure people did not forget her name. But you were part of a larger network, other WNBA players and coaches. And we should note that WNBA has a really strong history of advocacy and speaking out. Tell me about that network of support and that mission of coming together.
Here's what I've known, like, and I could identify what strong women look like. I grew up in a household with a mother who was incredibly strong. And I always equated my mother's strength to having the strength of 10 men. And when us women, us strong women, when we forge and when we link up for something that we believe in, we know wholeheartedly that it's going to happen. So a lot of strong women, the women of the WNBA, the women in the White House, the women in all these organizations that advocate for people who are wrongly detained in a foreign country. And we can't do it alone. President Biden, God love him. I mean, he wanted this to take place. Secretary Blinken, all of those people, really, we lifted up in prayer. We lifted up in strength to make sure that they had the knowledge and the fight and the strength to do the right thing. And that is to bring Brittany Griner home. Unfortunately, there is another party that's involved in bringing Brittany home, and that's the Russian government. They decided that only Brittany is on the table, and that leaves Paul Whelan and his family in a position of what we were all in 9 months ago, but with belief and hope and prayer, the same God that brought Brittany home, we hope will bring Paul home sooner than later.
You know, Coach, I got to ask you, Brittany Griner is a superstar. She's a 7-time WNBA All-Star. She's a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. And there are those who said over the past several months, you know, if this was LeBron, he would be home by now. Do you buy that?
I mean, I really don't care. I've never commented on it because all of my strength and all of my, you know, my desires to bring Brittany home were for Brittany. I don't want to compare. I mean, there are a lot of places in which things aren't equitable here in the States with men, women, or whatever, black, white. That argument is for another time. You know, we wanted to put all our synergy in the bringing Brittany home. Now that she's home, you know, let's have it all. Let's talk about it all. Do I think that if it was a LeBron, a Tom Brady, or somebody else, I think we probably be moving a little bit quicker. And that's not on our doing, you know, that's not on our doing. I do think it's all predicated on Russia and their unpredictability and how they operate. I do think Brittany coming home and them relinquishing Brittany has a lot to do with her actually playing in their country and maybe showing her a little bit more grace than some other prisoners. So, I mean, I think you have to think about that as well. But when I say, you know, I pray for all of our prisoners, our American citizens who are wrongly detained or detained in another country, if we could get them home, I pray that they get home to their loved ones.
Coach, you worked with Brittany. You've coached her for years on the Olympic team. You know her fortitude. You know her heart. How do you think she got through those unimaginable months in Russian detention?
Here's Brittany's a Black woman, and she's an outwardly gay woman. When you have to endure those two things in our country, it prepares you to be able to handle the ordeal that she went through, the mental fortitude that she needed to have to get through, and the people, her supporters, the people who were on the ground advocating for her, were lifting her up. So with all of that, allow Brittany to make it through 293 days. So, I mean, I'm happy for her that she doesn't have to endure that, actually being there. But we know there's a lot of decompressing, and there's a lot of probably therapy that she has to go through to get back to equal footing. And I don't know if she'll ever get back to that. So I do think her heart's desire will be pushed towards helping people who were in that situation abroad and here in our country.
Coach Dawn Staley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
A lot of gratitude there. And you can watch more of Amna's interview with Coach Staley online at pbs.org/newshour.